Time now for the recipe for success, brought to you by Stop and Shop. Stop and Shop is the official supermarket of the New England Patriots, and they have everything you need to feed your playoff fandom. They make Patriots game day prep nice and easy with a huge selection of party trays, sandwiches, wings, fried chicken, and more. Visit Patriots tailgate headquarters right now at stopandshop.com. Scott Zolak joins us, fresh off saying hello to a one Mr. John Bon Jovi.
Don't play the hits.
Every
time. God, he looks good.
Don't care about that new stuff.
Just that man's older than me.
Playing the hits. It is the AFC divisional round. Patriots and Chargers kicking off in just a bit. Zoe, Tom Brady went the full 100 today coming out of the tunnel.
See ya.
Game over.
No. Yeah, you don't say game over, but it goes to show you what the bye means, though. Extra week to get ready. And, hey, it's something we've kept our eye on, and I've done it since the Tennessee game. Picked up on it the next week right away, and you get the short warm-up. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, he's going the 100 yards. He has more time to get ready. He talked about it this week, getting off your feet, get extra film study, get extra treatment. He emphasized that, staying hydrated. I don't know. I mean, he feels good. And you saw that trend week 16, 17 to now. I thought he looked better in that final game against the Jets. I'm talking about movement, not numbers. You could take ratings and numbers and, you know, you could stick that. But just watch it. How do you move around? You're not going to move him outside the pocket and make the type of pass he did to Dorsett if he isn't feeling better. And here we are 2 weeks since that. So we'll see what happens here today. They got a hell of a front. Big day here for the tackles with Brown and Cannon. And if they struggle against Bosa and Ingram, you got Meebane back in the middle. So they're going to be running games. They'll kick Ingram down inside. And it's up to David Andrews, our buddy, to set the protection the right way. I think the calls up front are critical. I think this is a massive mental game for Brady.
It's interesting you mentioned Trent Brown there, Zoe. We haven't talked a lot. This is his first playoff game. You know, yeah. We talk so much about the Patriots and playoff experience, but that's a guy that's going to have a big game today. Another guy who could help them have a big game and potentially help Trent Brown, the big fella, Gronk. How's
hearing
he doing?
Hearing this could be a big, you know, we've been sort of saying this, and you saw signs of that against the Jets there at the end, the one that got called back on the horrific PI call on Dwayne Allen, the SWAT, the run by. Even though it got called back, he still did it. And they were emphasizing that to him. This type of defense where they'll leave the middle seams, and I'm talking the seams, 5 yards from the top of the numbers to those hash marks. And that's where he's made all of his bread and butter, whether it was against the Steelers, Seattle in that Super Bowl, Atlanta in the Super Bowl, even the Martellus Bennett catches late in that game against Atlanta. That's where they're susceptible, down the seam. They got to get the big boy free and running and get him involved early.
How about Julian Edelman? I know that we talked about him before the final regular season game. He told you that day that he was feeling good, maybe the best he had felt in weeks or months. I thought it showed in that game.
Sure did.
I expect more of that today.
I do. Same thing with Brady. You know, the way Brady looks and moves. You see Edelman, he was out here again early, talked to him early. Same set of circumstances as two weeks ago. He's ready to go. Feels great. And they just got to go out and play their game. That's the thing. We're talking about money players here. You know, planet type players, Brady, Gronkowski, Edelman on the offensive side. They go out and play sound, smart football. Should be okay, guys. I mean, we're playing at home. It's cold. They're out here in sweats. I went by their locker room about an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago, and a couple of the guys are out there, defensive backs, warming up, and they aren't walking in. I already got the hands in the pants. They're like, I don't care what you say. It is bleeping cold out there. And they're saying this to each other. I never heard it. And I'm like, okay, so don't tell me this stuff doesn't matter. Patriots are cold today, too, but you're practicing it all week. So the mindset's established since Monday. They've talked about it, the Chargers. They had to get on a plane, go out and practice out west, fly back. They don't land till what, 10 o'clock Friday night, get off the bus. They're all running off the buses in the hotel. I would be, too. It was 10 degrees Friday night. So they've been in the cold here for 2 days, but it's not like they practice. They went to the mall yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not so sure that we want to read into the body language and such of the Chargers right now. I mean, most players doesn't seem to impact them. There might be a handful of guys out there that we've watched in their warm-up that just want nothing to do with
this. Well, I mean, you know, the punter looks cold.
They don't seem too engaged in the warm-up. Is it me or?
No, it's
I didn't
not.
Want to bring it up.
And that's, you know,
a lot
you gotta,
of mulling
tread
around.
Lightly, because sometimes you read too much into these things.
Remember when the Jets were here, divisional round, and it's Bart Scott, and they're waiting for their teammates to come out, and they got the head off, helmets off, and their headbutting each other.
They had a lot to say that day.
They were ready to go. Some teams come in ready to go. Some teams just come in here. We know how that goes.
Hey, Adrian Claiborne active today. First time in a while for him.
We were on
We've been
Monday.
Talking about that this week, and so that is the case. No Dietrich Wise for the Patriots. Claiborne active, and with a quarterback like Rivers, it does make sense.
It really does. Fresh as lettuce. I mean, that's a guy that hasn't been active. That's what you brought him here for. to play against that quintessential pocket-type passer that you saw when he was in Atlanta in that Super Bowl where he could come off that edge. You line him up and let's go. Run those games. Get him with Hightower. He and Trey Flowers, I'm telling you, if you can combine some things and combo some things, and they got to be stout in the middle to allow that to happen. But let's go. And that's the thing with B-Flow, Brian Flores. We all know we can't really technically talk about, you know, his him going to Miami, which looks like that's where it's going. But another thing to paint here, another canvas to sort of put your stamp on it. I like the way he's rolled the dice. A lot of cover zero against teams like Rodgers this year. So if he's going to run cover zero with no safeties against Aaron Rodgers, he'll do it against this guy. And I think this guy will give it to you.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Zoe. I do. I think I said this earlier on the pregame show. Phillip Rivers, man, he still has that yeehaw factor, man. Like every once in a while, he just wants to yep. he just wants to let it go. He doesn't care what the game plan is, what the defense is giving him. He'll take his shots, you know? And so I think the Patriots have to be able to take advantage. One interesting thing about the Chargers, for such a good team, only plus one in the turnover this year for the Chargers. I think
there's planes.
That is badass.
Yeah, that I is think really
of,
cool.
F-15s flying. Oh, there's two more of them.
There's two more.
This is awesome.
That's a pregame warm-up for the flyover.
Oh, man, that's cool. I love fighter planes.
Everybody's like, what's that rumbling? People are like, wow, America right there, man.
Man, that's kind of my thing. Those look like F-18s.
Flex it.
Pretty cool.
You can see the Russians doing that. None of these games take place in Russia either. That's why we're here.
It feels like it could be Russia here today.
Not to bring Russia
into the conversation.
Yeah,
it's cold enough.
Yeah, it feels like Moscow.
I'll tell you what, if you're in this crowd today, I hope you brought a bottle of the vodka in with you.
Yeah.
Keep you a little bit warm during this one.
That's right. And if you're late arriving, you're listening to us, get lubed up, get after it early. They want the noise.
They did so. I mean, we all get here early in the day. The parking lots that were, you know, closest to the stadium were all packed early this morning. You saw a lot of the tents up. You saw a lot of the portable propane heaters going. The grills fired up. Some fires in some of those off property lots that you see along Route 1. And hey, I expect this to be a real crowd here today.
Be that experienced crowd. You've been to nine straight of these. We've had buys the nine straight years. So let's crank this thing up.
And this is the final home game here at Gillette Stadium.
Enjoy it.
For the Patriots, no matter what the result of this game is today, the AFC, the way to win the AFC, you have to go to Kansas City. And that's next week.
All right, boys. Sounds good. I'm fired up. I'm excited
Any
to call this.
Any last thoughts, though? Final keys to the game before we get to this
really
one.
There's really no keys. I think you got to start fast in this game. You start fast, I think it allows – it's complimentary, right? You get a short field, and I'm telling you, there's a reason they signed her this week. They're already worried about number 84. If he could find a way to bring something out about a yard deep or at the goal line and to set you up at the 45 or 50, that changes the whole complexion of the game. Short fields. All right, special teams could be a key today.
They overthought it, bringing this guy in this week.
They didn't. Bill said, I'm not too worried about it because you listen to the interview – prior to the game, the ball's not going to fly too far. So,
hard as a rock.
Which
today.
Could determine fourth down, fourth and two, fourth and three.
More likely to go.
Might be more in your offensive game plan. Correct.
Yes.
Two down territory.
All right, Scott Zoll.
All right, guys.
Appreciate
Thanks,
the time.
So.
Looking
you.
Forward to your call along with Bob Soucy. It certainly is a jam-packed sideline here at Gillette Stadium, Chris.
John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi.
Tom Brady Sr.
Tom Brady's dad. You've got some of the regulars. Willie McGinnis, who has become a regular with all of his work with NFL Network. He is in the house today. Mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, is here. You know, you've got your regulars, and then you got, you know, a rock star showing up at John Bon Jovi.
What's that? Palm Beach Peter.
Palm Beach Peter, says so. Wanted to throw that one in there as well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.